The word permit has its roots in Latin, to let through, to let go. We know permit also means to consent to, or to make possible, or to give an opportunity. And it's interesting that in their system of government, dating back to the Declaration of Independence, that we're a government that receives its just powers from the consent of the governed. We have the consent of the governed to follow these orders. We undermine that principle of self-government when we have this permit paralysis or this permit delays. I applaud both the previous governor and the current governor for recognizing the permit paralysis, and that we understand that these delays are costing us opportunity. They're preventing people from making things possible, like creating jobs or even making a payroll for themselves. This legislation, and I thank the good lady from York County for allowing me to work on with her, will stop the undue and cumbersome permitting process by putting measures that require the government to meet the same types of rules that are in the statute. And by the way, there are states that fall on a wide range of the political spectrum, like Massachusetts and Washington, New Jersey, that already use third-party permits for regulatory decisions, and states like California and New York that have enacted legislation to accelerate, or as the governor uses in his executive order, expedite the issuing and approval of permits. You know, we've talked about third parties. I'd like to point out that when we go to have our cars inspected, we don't take them to a PennDOT office. We take them to a licensed, bonded, approved, private third-party mechanic to inspect, I would say, probably the one license and one permit that protects us all, those both riding the car, driving the car, and then those of us who are on the highways with the cars. The greatest cost incurred is, as I talked about the definition of permit, is missed opportunity. We know it's happened in Pennsylvania already. We know that across the street from our junior United States Senator in Braddock, U.S. Steel took a multi-billion-dollar investment to another state. We know we hear it from our school districts and from our small businesses, from graduates in nursing programs that are waiting for their licenses, real estate agents are waiting for their licenses. They're missing out on opportunities because of these delays. I'd like to urge my colleagues to vote on this important legislation to, as the governor has promised, make Pennsylvania open for business. Thank you, Madam President.